Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
You've probably been a part of some of the storms that we've had recently. Storms that we've never really seen in the greater St. Louis area for years. Well, there are people on the ground lending a hand to help those in need. And one of the groups that is out there is Love in Action. And Imani Robinson is my guest. She's a founder and executive director of Love in Action, a ministry that works throughout the greater St. Louis area. And I am so pleased, Imani, to have you as my guest today on Encounter.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so blessed that you even asked. I'm so grateful.
Love in Action's been around for a while. Give us a little thumbnail sketch, and then we'll talk about things that are happening that you have your boots on and you are wading through the challenge.
Sure, absolutely. So Love in Action, we've been in existence since 2017. However, we have been in ministry for over 25 years, serving children and families and seniors and veterans that are in need. One of the things that we're known for is being able to provide the resources like food, good food, though, not just processed and things like that. So we're very well known for giving good quality food and really good quality resources to the community. And so that's what we do year-round, and we've been doing that year-round for several years, and now we're doing it at a whole nother level.
So you work in the area where the storms hit. Talk about that.
Sure. So 80% of our families that we serve are in North St. Louis and West St. Louis. So this hit home for us, you know, not necessarily my personal home, but the home of those that we care for in the most vulnerable community, 63106. 63107, and so just to watch your family go through these types of disaster has really been heart-wrenching for the Love in Action family.
And you've been providing for these people. You find furniture for people. As I've worked with you throughout the years, I see things that you do. You provide diapers, you provide school help, you provide tutors. Some of those things that you already are building relationships with people in this community.
Absolutely. So, yes. So, building relationships is what allows you to be able to speak into someone's life. You know, there's a saying that people say, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And there is truth and validity to that. I'll go a little bit deeper, and I will say this. The Word of God says that don't love me with just your mere words. Love me in action and in truth. That's how we are as Christ followers. That's how we are supposed to love the community. And so that's what we do. So whatever that need is, and we do, we provide out of school time for the youth. We provide counseling service. We have 12 licensed professional counselors, godly, biblical licensed professional counselors that volunteer their time to serve the vulnerable community. And so now during this season, you know, all boots are on the ground, but we are totally focused on those that have been impacted by disaster. So being there, helping them find shelter. We have 37 families right now in hotels. We have 20 of them that are in shelters right now with their families. We also have been providing food because you have to cook the food. A lot of people are out of electricity, and so it doesn't do good to bring food that they have to prepare, correct? If they can't prepare it. So we actually have to prepare the food and bring it to them so that they can eat. And there's a lot of seniors that we care for as well. And so we have been making sure that they have things like ice. So I think yesterday, 52 of 20-pound bags went out into the community of ice just to make sure that they could keep things like their medication cool and just things like that. So it's just really a very heartbreaking situation to see. And that's why we're asking for people to be a part of the healing. You know, sometimes we understand God will maybe, you know, allow things to happen that maybe need to be torn down. But in the midst of that being torn down, we are trying to build things back up on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
Imani, what question would you recommend the volunteers ask the people they want to serve in this disaster?
The most important question, I believe, is how can I serve you best? What can I do to help you that will serve you best? What do you need, and how can I help you? How can I serve you and your family well? That's what I say to the churches and organizations that may not be out there all the time, but they're out there now trying to be a blessing.
So as you think about those churches, maybe 3 or 4 weeks down the road, what is really going to be the situation then, and where do you think the help is going to be needed most? When a lot of the churches are going to say, well, we did our thing, and now we're leaving, and people are back on normal, and et cetera. Is that true?
A lot of times, yes. Yes, a lot of times that is true. But then, you know, God always has a ram in the bush, and we're that ram. And there are a few other organizations that will still continue to do life with the people that have been impacted by the tornado. We don't just walk away. We're not just, you know, the once-and-done type of people. We are doing life, which is what discipleship really is. We're doing life with people, letting them know how much we love them as well as how much God loves them.
So how can people get more information on Love in Action?
Well, they can go to our website. Our website is www.loveinactionstl.org. Please go to our social media, because that will definitely keep you up to snuff of what God is doing, even through these really hard times. Our social media on Facebook is Love in Action Team, and it also is the same on Instagram. So we're open to anyone's prayers. Definitely make sure you keep us all in prayer, because not only do we need prayers, the families need prayer, and everyone that is serving during this hard, hard time, we all need prayer, and we need the hands of Jesus. And so that is something that's so very important during these times.
And a lot of these families who live in this area are working.
Yes, some of them are working. And if you just think about it for a moment, just even from just the mental space, I work very closely with a lady that I'm thinking of right now, a single mom. And she has to go back to work that weekend after disaster hit. And, you know, how do you focus? You know, how are you able to go into work and work 8 hours knowing that when you come home, you're going to a home of disarray where there is damaged furniture. You don't have any more clothing for your children. And, you know, just trying to still keep those things afloat, like going to work, is very, very difficult. And so we try to support them with our mental health services, as well as just grabbing a hold of them and letting them know, hey, if you need to call me, if you need to talk, please don't hesitate to do that. And then also getting those resources, like clothes for her children. You know, we had several graduations and everything was just gone. Mm. We had to hit the ground running and go purchase different clothing for those kids, because one thing we don't want, our children are accomplishing a lot. We want to be able to support them even through disaster.
Love in Action, Imani Robinson is the founder and executive director of this wonderful ministry locally. And Imani, again, if people would like to support you, where do they find the information?
Go to our website at www.loveinactionstl.org.
And if you're looking to learn more about how do you serve with a heart that Jesus gives you, Imani wrote a book on this. Imani, what is that manual called?
It is a journal, and the journal is called It's My Absolute Pleasure.
Teaching you tips on how to serve others. And oh my goodness, Imani, having a heart to serve is so important, isn't it?
It's so important, Judy. And, you know, sometimes we birth things out of frustration and out of pain. But God will use those things for His glory. And it's a very simple, simple journal. If you really have the desire to serve God and His people well, you can get this just journal on Amazon. You can order it from Westbow Publishing, which is who actually published the journal. But it is definitely a must. You should get it. It will really help not just us individually, but it will help leadership teams, you know, your ministry teams, just give you the perspective of Jesus' heart. He came to serve, not to be served. And I think that's where we need to go back to. We need to go back to Jesus' principle of serving Him and serving His people.
Kindness, love, the fruits of the Spirit. Again, Imani, that journal is called?
It's My Absolute Pleasure.
Love it. Love it. And that is Imani's personality as I've known her over the years. Love in Action, Imani Robinson. She's right there on the front lines with her team with Love in Action items and with tips to share with families as well as volunteers who are serving. What do you tell families that are going through this that just feel so hopeless?
Well, what I've been telling them is this. I want you to know that I love you, and I want you to know that God loves you. He sees that this is devastating, and he understands, and he has sent me and others to walk you through this journey and be there with you for as much support as we possibly can give, and you are not alone. And you will not be forgotten.
Garfield was someone that the fire department rescued piece by piece, brick by brick. Are there other people, Imani, that you have seen in this situation that have had to be rescued?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The testimonies that have went forward that I've heard personally myself have just blown my mind, but also just have just really just shaken my heart even more so. There were five lives that were lost. We pray and hope that they are with the Lord, but it really gives you even that much more fire under your belt to just reassure people how much Jesus loved them and giving them the gospel and letting them know that, you know, he wants a relationship with them. These things have been so detrimental to people's mental health. And so just wanting to share with them also the resources that, you know, don't feel bad if you need to ask for help. It's okay to ask for help, you know, and nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to condemn you. We want to be there to help you get the help that you need so that you can be able to process these type of things like getting rescued or just watching the house right next door to you just be totally demolished from a tornado. I mean, these are things that people have shared with us that they are still in shock. They are still in shock as the cleanup is going forward.
Love in Action is right there with boots on the ground. Imani Robinson has been my guest, founder and executive director, loveinaction.org. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, won't you? If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.
And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.